Now, Syria's UN ambassador has accused the West and certain regional countries of worsening the humanitarian situation in Syria by supporting anti-government terrorist groups.
And we cannot speak of improving the humanitarian situation while weapons and training are still being provided to terrorists under the slogan of moderate opposition. In other words, we have to put an end to the practices of the Turkish, Qatari, Saudi, Israeli terrorist alliance, which is supporting, funding, and arming ISIL, Nusra Front, and the Free Army, and the other terrorist groups that are embracing the ideology and practices of Al-Qaeda.
Now, Jafari said the former U.S. ambassador to Syria recently admitted that the so-called moderate opposition is collaborating with the al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front. He also said the West and some regional countries are the reason that terrorist groups still exist in the region. He noted that civilians have been the main target of airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition in the country. Now, the top Syrian diplomat warned the international community that museums are being targeted by terrorists since they've found customers in the West.
And because some member countries are not serious in fighting ISIS and Nusra by virtue of this resolution, the ISIS terrorists have demolished the Mosul Museum today and have sold 100 pieces of heritage in London in an auction sale a few days ago.
Now, the Syrian envoy made the remarks in a meeting of the UN Security Council. Earlier, a video was released by the terrorists showing them smashing ancient statues in the Iraqi city of Mosul. The vandalism purportedly took place at Mosul's main museum, which has been displaying Assyrian artifacts dating back to the 9th century BC. Now, the United Nations Cultural Agency, UNESCO, has demanded an emergency meeting of the Security Council over the incident. The Takfiri terrorists have already demolished a number of mosques in Syria and Iraq, many of them belonging to the early years of the Islamic Revolution. Now we're joined out of Los Angeles by Mr. James Morris, editor of AmericaHijacked.com. Now, Mr. Morris, with respect to training these insurgents, I mean, you know, now we're back to the question of good terrorists, bad terrorists. In the past, we've mistakenly, I shouldn't say we, but the West and the world community would try to somehow support, you know, the war against the Syrian government. I mean, they were, you know, duped basically by a lot of so-called moderates that turned out to be hardcore extremists. What's changed?
Well, thank you again for having me back on Press TV. You can go to my blog, America-Hijacked.com, which you can also get to by going to USHijacked.com. And this fits with the Zionist neoconservative agenda for the Middle East, going back to the Israeli Likudnik Oded Yunon strategy for Israel in the 1980s. It basically resulted, it was applied with the neocon-inspired Iraq invasion for Israel. And of course, let's keep in mind, there never was any al-Qaeda in Iraq or even in Syria with al-Nusra Front, which is a spinoff from al-Qaeda in Iraq, until U.S. invaded Iraq for Israel. So if anybody wants to say, like neocon mouthpieces like John McCain, that, well, it was because we didn't keep troops in Iraq, that's false. The neocon written surge was billed as basically putting troops into Iraq, additional troops, to bring about stability so U.S. troops could leave. And that's exactly what failed. So the bottom line here is everything's going to plan for the Israeli Likudnik neoconservatives that basically want this ethnic and sectarian strife that we see going on in Syria now. But what's very frustrating about it is to see a Democrat president like Barack Obama, who ran on the platform as being anti-war and vehemently opposed to the Iraq war, which the AIPAC mouthpiece Hillary Clinton supported for Israel and the Israel lobby in America. And that's why the neoconservatives like her so much. And here he is pushing the same Israeli Likudnik Oded Yunon plan by arming the Syrian rebels, the quote-unquote moderate rebels. Well, we know what happens when you arm people like that. Look what happened with the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. It resulted in al-Qaeda. But we also know that al-Qaeda not only came about from the Iraq war for Israel, but also support for Israel. I mean, there was no al-Qaeda in Iraq, as I've already mentioned. Al-Qaeda tragically attacked America on 9/11 and earlier in 1993 at the World Trade Center, primarily because of U.S. support for Israel. That never gets mentioned in Zionist media. And now we also have Benjamin Netanyahu pushing for another war for Israel, like he did with Iraq before the Iraq war got underway, with Iran, as he speaks before the Israeli Zionist-occupied Congress next week, and then before the annual AIPAC policy conference as well. Of course, AIPAC is the Israel Lobby in America, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. So all I see is another war for Israel in the making. You see neocon mouthpieces like this Colonel John Nagel pushing the neocon Kagan plan to put more troops into Iraq. But like I said, it couldn't be working out better for the neoconservatives, because what they want to do is get more troops into Iraq and then suck in Iran and Syria into a wider Mideast war that could result in the next world war. And how many more Americans have to die in another war right. for Israel? It's utterly unacceptable.
But, and Mr. Morris, I mean, many critics have reiterated the fact that none of these insurgent groups, rebel groups, whatever you want to call them, moderate groups, none of them have shown that the proper type of hierarchy in case they do, you know, take over the government. None of them can run Syria. None of them have experience or expertise or anything that would make a person, lead a person to believe that they could even run a government. I mean, they're just kind of, most of them are loosely, you know, they're just a bunch of rebels. A lot of them come from all walks of life, don't have any kind of political experience. Why would the U.S. support or the West support putting these rebels, trying to allow these rebels to take over a country?
Well, because it fits with that same Israeli Likudnik Ovidianon strategy for Israel in the 1980s, foment this ethnic and sectarian strife in the region, so these entities are fighting each other while Israel sits there and uses an excuse for American taxpayers to send billions of U.S. tax dollar amounts of weapons. And not only that, Israel's also been supporting those rebels. I mean, what kind of Muslims are these in Syria to take help from Israel? And not only that, the Free Syrian Army also had Israel bombing the Assad regime. So, I mean, to say that they're for Syria when they're in cahoots with the Israelis, according to the United Nations report, that's incredible as well. But like I said, the world better watch out for the threat of Zionism. It's pushing us to a wider war in the Middle East, but these same neoconservatives I've mentioned here are also pushing the neoconservative agenda in Ukraine versus Russia. And that could result in the next world war as well. It's very dangerous, and the world better wake up to this. And again, I've got more about it at my blog, America-Hijack.com, which you can get to by going to US-Hijack.com, as I mentioned prior.
Thank you, Mr. Morris. That was Mr. James Morris joining us out of Los Angeles, editor of AmericaHijack.com.